here so I can pull their carcass out.
Just right
yes.
here?
Yes.
Okay. All right, members, let's go ahead and get finance and claims started here. Prudence, would you please take the roll?
Vice Chair Cuff.
Here.
Vice Chair Ellis.
Okay. Yes.
Here.
Senator Ankeny.
Excused.
Senator Bogner.
Here.
Senator Boldman.
Excused.
Excuse.
Senator Flowers.
Here.
Senator Glimm.
Excused.
Senator Howard.
I'm here.
Senator Jacobson.
Excused.
Senator Kerry.
Here.
Senator Keenan. Senator Lang.
Here.
Senator Lynch.
Excused.
Excused.
Senator McNally.
Excused.
Senator Morjo.
Excused.
Senator Salomon.
Here. And Senator Keenan's on.
Senator Smith.
Here.
Senator Wellborn.
Here.
Chair Osmundson.
Here. And I see Senator Keenan is online.
I'm here. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, members, what I'd like to do, two things we got to do, and then this shouldn't take long. We wanted to do executive action on Senate Bill 355. One of the members needs to actually get on the road, so let's go into executive action on Senate Bill 355 from Senator Lang. Senator Cuff, would you go ahead and move a due pass on?
What was that bill number again?
355.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on Senate Bill 355, carried by Senator Lang, regarding distribution of lodging tax, facility use tax to counties with large amounts of state land. Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion? Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is the amendment that we talked about yesterday. The sponsor of the bill was friendly to this. And what it's doing is basically, I think the meat of this is in line six, but it's basically changing the percentage that goes directly to commerce and carving just a little bit of that off and restricting it to indirect to Virginia and Nevada City.
Discussion on the amendment. Senator Kerry.
Yes. Mr. Chair, if I could ask Ms. Wilkerson if this falls within the title.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm not an attorney, but we had Julie Johnson draft it, and she believes that it does fall within the
Thank you.
Requirements of the title.
Further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none.
Question?
Question's been called. Try a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Senator Kerry, Senator Ellis.
And Ms.
Go ahead, Senator Ellis. You can do the
proxies.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Senator Lynch votes aye by proxy. Senator McNally votes no by proxy.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Ankeny votes yes by proxy, and Senator Glimm is present, so we don't have to do his proxy.
All right. Motion carries. We're back to the bill as amended. Senator Cuff, would you just move as amended?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we pass, let's see.
Senate Bill 355.
Senate Bill 355 as amended.
So discussion, Senator Lang.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you to this committee for indulging yesterday on that. I think it is a fairness bill, but I think the numbers really portray itself as to why 355 needs to pass. Yes, it needs to be fixed an entitlement share, and hopefully that will be done, and those people will be treated fairly and equitably at some point. But right now, this is a way to get something that's been going on since 1910, and we need to get this fixed up and get some money into their coffers, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion? Seeing none, can we do a voice vote? Those in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Senator Ankeny is aye by proxy.
Those opposed, same sign.
Aye.
Senator Ellis?
And Mr. Chairman, I have proxy.
Go ahead.
Senator Lynch votes aye by proxy. Senator McNally votes no by proxy.
Okay. Motion carries. This closes the executive action on Senate Bill 355. We're going to go ahead and open the hearing. We're going to hear the bill we just heard on the floor. It is Senate Bill 262. And then we'll do executive action on that one immediately following. So, Senator Cuff, if you want to...
Mr. Chairman, I make
a... We have to hear the bill first, Senator Cuff. We haven't heard it yet. 262.
Okay. They gave me only 1 minute.
What's that? Oh. Okay. Well, we'll open the hearing then on Senate Bill 262. How's that?
Oh, do I have to run down there?
Probably.
Yes, I do.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, members of the committee. We just heard Senate Bill 262 on the floor. It passed out 50-0 with the intention we come in, and a lot of work was done since this hit committee, worked with the department, worked with the landowners, and we were able to get rid of this completely, and Department of Revenue is 100% in agreement. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Cuff. Are there proponents for Senate Bill 262 on the fiscal note? Seeing none, are there opponents? Seeing none. Informational witnesses? Seeing none. Questions from the committee? Seeing none. Senator Cuff.
I close.
Thank you, Senator Cuff. We'll give him 1 minute to get here.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Cuff.
I move a due pass on Senate Bill 262 and without the, let's see, do I move to remove the...
No, Senator Cuff, I think we just needed to have an explanation for why. I think you did that on the floor, actually, so this is more for procedure than anything else. So you've heard the motion. Is there discussion on Senate Bill 262? Question has been called. We take a voice vote. Those in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Senator Cuff. Members, we shouldn't have to meet Monday morning because we don't have anything yet. So, but we will be we will be meeting after the floor session on Monday, I'm pretty confident of. So I cannot announce what time that is at this point in time. So...
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Ellis.
Can I vote two proxies for that last vote?
You may.
Senator Lynch and Senator McNally both vote aye by proxy.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. I'm sorry, I forgot that. Is there anything else come before the committee? That's it. The proxies took longer than the bill. That's right. All right. Well, thank you, members, and we will see you Monday. Have a good weekend.
Okay, we got a couple other.
We could have just suspended our rules and just not heard it, but
that's okay. They did it right. And we've got.
Go straight to third then.